January 24th. So that the crowd wondered. And great crowds came to him, bringing with them the lame, the blind, the crippled, the mute, and many others. And they put them at his feet, and he healed them, so that the crowd wondered. Matthew 15, verses 30 and 31. A production put on by Southeast Christian Church of Louisville, Kentucky showed our verse for today. Even though I knew it to be a production, still, there was something moving about it. Just thinking about what it must have been like. Surely they did wonder. I have not had as many incredible encounters with Jesus over 46 years as these people may have witnessed in one day. Still, I have seen the obvious hand of Jesus do marvelous things. And I wondered for a while. Somehow, though, the memories fade, the feelings subside, life resumes, and things can look hopeless again. It happened even to the disciples. Right here in our reading today. Having witnessed these and many, many other miracles, Jesus, for the second time at least, mind you, decides he wants to feed a large crowd who gathered to hear him. The disciples had the audacity to ask, "Where are we going to get enough bread in such a desolate place to feed so great a crowd?" Really, guys? I wrote in my notes, "Really, Greg?" Yep, really. Ask God to remind you today of all the things that He's done in your life. Today, in prayer, reclaim the wonder of Jesus.